of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It's interesting, I find myself having to turn these headphones up more and more each time I get on the radio. See, I get absorbed into my message. I'm a part of my message. Well, if you'd like to check us out online, you could, and you can. And I will. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please like us. It's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please do. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. On Facebook, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, yes, the lines are accessible. And on Monday, we met at your show because, again, it is your show. And I'm pleased to give you the show. I got to catch up a little bit today, though. But if for some reason you got to call in, the number is 1-877-807-9977. Love hearing from you. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. He's actually getting plane tickets right now, so we got to give him a minute. So in the meantime, and yes, he's derelict of duty. Yeah, let's just call him for what it is, right? Hey, he's truant. I mean, this is, dude, you're late. And if you're late, that means you're derelict of your responsibility. And I'm telling you this, he's going to get a piece of my mind when he gets in here. Yes, he is. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Bradley Dean? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's true. Folks, we are simply turning talk radio into do radio. I'll give that over to Jake when he gets back in the saddle with us. And in the meantime, I want to know if you... This is some pretty incredible stuff. I want to know if you can remember these times. I'm going to take you back to 1967 versus 2013. Let's go back into high school for some of them that haven't been there in a long, 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 long time. Well, it hasn't been a long, 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 long time for me. It's been a long, long time for me. I know some of you listening on a daily basis, it's a long, 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 long time. And every time I say long, I'm signifying 10 more years. How far back could we possibly go to say it's a long time? But let's go back to high school. 1967, scenario one. Jack goes quail hunting before school and then pulls into the school parking lot with his shotgun in his truck's gun rack. 1967, vice principal comes over, looks at Jack's shotgun, goes to his car and gets his shotgun to show Jack. 2013, school goes into lockdown. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is called in. Jack's hauled off to jail and never sees his truck or gun again. Counselors are called in for traumatized students and teachers. Wow, that's a real sick mentality, isn't it? We've fallen quite a ways, friends. Matter of fact, I asked my cousin one day, back in the 70s, did you guys hear anything about gun control? He said nothing. Shows you a new form of government trying to implement itself through totalitarian means and oppressive means is what it comes down to. Let's go to another scenario, bringing you back to high school, 1967, for those that were there. John and Mark get into a fist fight after school. 1967, crowd gathers, Mark wins. Johnny and Mark shake hands and end up really good buddies. Yeah, that's happened before. Yet in 2013, police called, SWAT team arrives. They arrest both Johnny and Mark. They are both charged with assault and both expelled, even though Johnny started the fight. Scenario 3, 1967, taking you back into high school, friends. Jeffrey will not be still in class. He disrupts other students. In 1967, Jeffrey sent to principal's office and given a good paddling by the principal. Uh-oh. Oh, beating the kids to death, says the liberal, wax. He then returns to class, sits still, and does not disrupt class again. 2013, Jeffrey is given a huge dose of dangerous psychotropic drugs called Ritalin. He becomes a zombie. He then is tested for attention deficit, ADD. The family gets extra money, Social Security, from the government because Jeffrey has a disability. Yeah, yeah. Now, see, they're on dangerous psychotropic drugs because Scripture tells us, and so does our grandparents and our moms and dads, to he who withholds the rod hates his son. But the rod drives it far from them. Wow. The Bible also says he hates his son who withholds the rod. I mean, so we love, and when we love, which is a verb, the demonstration of that love is to actually chastise them into obedience? Yeah, yeah. Because you love. People are getting weird, friends. Scenario 4, 1967, taking you back to high school for some of you old-timers. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. Uh-oh. 1967, Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2013, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and there her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. See what happens when you leave off the commandments of God? You listen to man's suggestions. Well, as they say, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. Give me your scenarios, friends, from 1967 to the present. Bringing you back to high school. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake's coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The Burglar Deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, we're talking about scenarios from 1967 to the present. So I'm bringing you back to high school. What used to be norm now is, for some reason, become a crime. Or they're attempting to make them crimes. This is European law, friends, by the way. See, they work off crime. They create the crime so they can bring in a new order. That's what this is all about. And that's exactly what's going on. It works for the medical industry. It works for the judicial industry. It works for the bureaucracies where they like to throw kids in jail because it's a moneymaker. It's a $64 billion a year moneymaker. It's just absolutely incredible. So the more they can create crime, and see what's interesting about it is they throw off God's law, and then they create the crime. They say it doesn't work, but they can make it work with their bureaucracy. And interestingly enough, they're padding their pockets in the process. Let me give you another example here. Scenario 4. Billy breaks a window in his neighbor's car, and his dad gives him a whipping with his belt. 1967. Billy is more careful next time, grows up normal, goes to college, and becomes a successful businessman. 2013, Billy's dad is arrested for child abuse. Billy is removed to foster care and joins a gang. The state psychologist is told by Billy's sister that she remembers being abused herself, and then her dad goes to prison. Billy's mom has an affair with the psychologist. Scenario 5. Mark gets a headache and takes some aspirin to school. 1967, Mark shares his aspirin with the principal out on the smoking dock. 2013, the police are called and Mark is expelled from school for drug violations. His car is then searched for drugs and weapons. True that. It's exactly what it's become. Folks, it really is a reflection of what the government has done to magnify the law. See, what they do is they lower the law, they dim the light by which they perceive their own obligations to that law. And then what they do is, that again, they come up with a bureaucracy that employs other people. Well, that's what politicians do. And then it feeds a monster called the bureaucracy. And then look through the bureaucracy and find every crime imaginable by the politician that created the bureaucracy simply because he wouldn't be ruled by God. And this is what it comes to. This is what our forefathers told us. If we don't want to be ruled by God, then we're going to be ruled by tyrants. And this is exactly what we're seeing through these scenarios. Let me give you another one. 1967, taking you back to high school. He fails high school English. 1967, Pedro goes to summer school, passes English, and goes to college. A legal immigrant, friends. 2012, Pedro's cause is taken up by the state. Newspaper articles appear nationally explaining that teaching English as a requirement for graduation is racist. The American Civil Liberties Union, the communist organization for what it is, files class action lawsuit against the state school system and Pedro's English teacher. English is then banned from core curriculum. Pedro is given his diploma anyways, but ends up mowing lawns for a living because he cannot speak English. Wow. Scenario 7. Johnny takes part in taking leftover firecrackers from the 4th of July, puts them into a model airplane, paints the bottle, and blows up a red ant bed. Remember that, guys? We always did that. You'd light the firecracker and put it in a little ant hole and blow it up. Oh, my gosh. You know, today they call you terrorists for that. 1967, the ants die. You know, the Bible actually calls ants people. It's interesting. Yeah, they call them the people. And 2013, ATF, Homeland Security, and the FBI are called. Not a one of them can be trusted, friends. Johnny's charged with domestic terrorism. The FBI investigates his parents, and all siblings are removed from their home, and all computers are confiscated. Johnny's dad is placed on a terror watch list and is never allowed to fly again. Well, true that. That's what this is becoming, friends. They're sick. If I'd have told you this in 1967, most of you out there would have said, that will never happen here. I think I shared with you last week, friends, that we actually had somebody, speaking of conspiracies and the bad things that are going on in our country, he said, it's interesting, 50 years ago, this was called theory. He goes, now I'm living in this conspiracy. It wasn't a theory at all, friends. Let me give you another scenario. Scenario 8. Johnny falls while running during recess and scrapes his knee. He is found crying by his teacher, Mary. Mary hugs him to comfort him. 1967. In a short time, Johnny feels better and goes on playing. 2013. Mary is accused of being a sexual predator and loses her job. She faces 3 years in state prison. Johnny undergoes 5 years of therapy. So who did it work for? The bureaucracy, friends. Yet the Bible tells us we're supposed to go back to the old past. Let me read something for you. I just pulled this up right before the radio show, and I love it because it's very prophetic. Because if you look at today as to what's going on today and at the present, this is exactly what you see. The Lord said in Jeremiah 6, he said, verse 10, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? In other words, he's saying no one's paying attention to what I'm telling them. Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They don't understand my law. They don't understand the spirit of the living God. Remember, scripture tells us that they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. See, if you can't hear Moses, you can't hear Christ. The Lord said, and they cannot hearken, they cannot listen carefully. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach. They have no delight in it. I want you to listen to that. This is great. This is applicable all across this country. The word of the Lord is a reproach unto them. And why? Because they don't have ears to hear the voice of the Lord. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 1, I believe it's chapter 21, where he says, behold, I'll pour out my spirit unto those that turn at my reproof. And when I go into the New Testament, friends, it's the same exact thing. All scripture is given by God for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instructions in righteousness. The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and the reproofs of instructions are the way of life. But yet the Lord is saying they won't listen to that. That's what the Sons of Liberty is. It's called taking responsibility. Through godly repentance, as unto God first and foremost. The Lord said, therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. Oh, I understand that. Because, friends, when the word comes to me, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. It's got to go. But to those the word is sent to, they treat the word as a reproach. They say that it doesn't apply to me. It's okay that you prophesy to everybody else, Jeremiah, but you better not prophesy to me. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men, for even the husband and the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. Friends, what are we beginning to see? And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. In other words, I'm bringing judgment. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. It's about them and what they can have. Not servitude. Their name now becomes Jimmy, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely because they want something for what they give. Friends, lust takes, love gives. Verse 14, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Friends, there is no peace. Peace is at the end of God's law, like it or not. The Lord says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Listen to what he says right after this. This is my point. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. Walk in the old paths. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. You know, we hear today, oh, we're all saved, yet they don't know Christ. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. It's interesting how you get around people, folks, that they act like they're prophetic. And they're carnal to the max. Oh, I had a vision, I had a dream, the Lord told me. And then you look at their lifestyle, and it's like, wait a second. How can prophetic fruit grow on a tree that's corrupt? It can't. It can't. It cannot. We hear today, oh, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied and done miracles in thy name and cast out devils and done all of those mighty great works? And the Lord looks at you and says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness. I never knew you. The Lord simply said, stand in the ways and see, ask for the old paths, whereas the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. All right, well then you have judgment coming unto you. And judgment you have. And that's why you hear all day long from the state-run media, friends, all the bad things that this corrupt administration is doing, because the American people will not listen to the voice of the Lord. It's time to listen. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, coming right back with Grandma Rocks. You're going to like this. Hang out with me for a second.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Grandma rocks. I was just reading Jeremiah 6:16, starting with verse 10, all the way down to 16, and it was interesting what preceded the text. And he started talking about the people that would not that continuously refused his words. Well, what happens is, I was talking about the scenario from 1967 to 2013. And this is what happens when you refuse God. And it's also interesting, and I need to highlight this so people understand. Folks, where you see crime in your country, it only reflects what the government is not doing through the laws that it has in the books right now. They bring forth another 1,000 laws, which they're not laws, they're policies, and policies follow law in this country. But it's interesting that they continuously inundate the American people with more law, which gives more government control. Well, they're showing you that they're not doing their job. And if they're not doing their job, then you need to replace those representatives to do their job so we can get back to the simplicity of the enforcement of laws.
You know, it's
rather than policies.
It's so different.
Oh. Who's this? Who's this that just kind of pops in whenever he feels like it?
Taking a nap, I thought, coming for the last two segments. But it's just like the fiscal situation that we have right now.
Don't have right now.
That's true. That's what's being made as in the press. If a person takes the monies that it takes to, for instance, run a business for 1 year, and you give it to him, say it's $100,000, and that's what the operation costs to run. After the first year, the guy comes to you and says, well, sorry about that, boss. You know, I made about 6 mistakes, and, you know, our sales were down over here because I wasn't quick on the sales force. I need $200,000 because I'm $100,000 now in debt. And you say to the guy, what would you say as a business owner? You'd say, no, I'm going to remove you. You obviously aren't competent to run my company.
That's right.
That's why you failed. But instead, they ask for, well, I need $200,000 next year. Now, what boss in his right mind would give him the $200,000 after he drove his company in the ground the first year? So different than these laws you're talking about.
Well, you're
about.
Giving power to corruption there is what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then with laws, well, you know what, people of America, it's just not working. We need more laws. Well, wait a second. You didn't take the laws that worked just fine for how many hundreds of years.
That's right.
And now you want more laws? Huh. Who benefits at the end of that? Obviously, right. The control of the government. And who benefits at the
end?
And
the bureaucracies that corruption creates.
Keep going. Yep.
And if people can get their grips on that,
yep.
It really gives you a lot of understanding.
It does.
Once you, folks, if you enforced the laws of our republic and held those that swore the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States to the Constitution, you'd eradicate hundreds of thousands of policies that are not necessary in the first place.
That's right.
We just simply get back to what is the right and wrongs of mm-hmm. everything. Well, now you got judges that want to sit there and try to, they want to rule to their opinion, and they need yep. to dissect it, and they need to, well, you know, they'll legislate or they'll act, be activists from the benches because it's their opinion now. It's not off of law. That's right. I mean, that's why you're talking about gay marriage, homosexuality. Well, just, this is a great case in point. I didn't mean to go into this, but I will. It's interesting that you have the Supreme Court taking up the case with, of course, you have a lesbian, a radical lesbian yeah. on the bench, Alina Kagan, only who is responsible for queerifying Harvard, for those that didn't know. And when I'm saying she's radical, friends, she is a radical.
Yes.
She is extremely radical.
You know what?
But wait a second. I'll lose my train of thought. Okay. Now, what's interesting about this, they got you thinking and talking about gay marriage when, in fact, why don't we enforce the laws against the homosexuality of what homosexuality is all about in the first place.
Yeah.
It used to be illegal. Now we're talking about homosexual marriage. See, because what we've noticed, friends, is that these people don't like the law. They're not ruled by the law. They're not ruled by 7 million people in California. And so what they do is they're trying to circumvent. They're trying yeah. to go around the judges, friends, because they hate the law so much.
That's right.
And then what they do is they begin to vilify. This is what the homosexual lobbies do. They vilify anybody that doesn't agree with them. In other words, they're trying to make you the criminal because you have enforced the laws against the criminal.
Yep.
And that's what happens. And this is why America is now pushed to homosexual marriage. America's already said no.
Yeah.
Well, did they listen to you, friends? No. America's already said no to abortion. Did they listen to you? Friends, you're dealing with murderers.
That's right.
What do you think they're going to do unless you enforce the laws of the land? Do you think they're just because you told them not to do it anymore, they're going to do it? Is that how they treat you when you don't do or obey by the laws of their version of law? I mean, just think about it.
It's like you said on an interview, and I actually brought up last night.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought up in an interview last night, too, is who is the one being the aggressor here? It's not us. They're the ones that are being the aggressor against values that have already been standing, have been standing for thousands of years, and all of a sudden they're wrong. They're not ruled by law.
You have the homosexuals attacking the Boy Scouts.
Yep.
You have Kevin Jennings attacking children in elementary school.
Attack.
Yeah, exactly. You have in gay pride parades, sex before eight, yep. before it's late. Folks, they're the ones that are on the attack
yep.
here.
And
if you haven't looked at, over to Canada concerning homosexual marriage, you might want to do that before something like that or similar like that comes into America.
That's right.
Because guess who they attack? Anybody that speaks out against them. Then they attack homeschoolers. Then they want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? What it's really about.
That's right.
You got to look behind the curtain, friends.
You look at the column. I actually just posted the link on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You just wrote about Alina Kagan and the fox and the chicken coop. Of course, she was appointed for this time. All of a sudden, Proposition 8 yeah. is coming up now, and this new health care mandate.
What a coincidence.
Exactly.
And
so
she should have recused herself for that.
Yes.
And now yesterday, Jake, you had brought up back to that,
mm-hmm.
75 Republicans.
That's right.
No, you got 75 homosexuals
yep.
that call themselves Republicans that are responsible for the doors that have been unleashed or opened upon our children.
And ta-da, here it is. So they're rolling out the red carpet. But, folks, there still isn't. I got an email just a minute ago from the News with Views column. Again, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Alina Kagan, the fox in the chicken coop. It exploits everything about her that's radical, and it's all out in the open.
Extreme radical.
Completely. That's
extreme
what she was spent
radical.
For. Just
yes.
like this president, everybody, she surrounded herself with many of the cabinet members that this president has at Harvard.
Well, Jake, let's go back to this administration. Hegel was confirmed this morning. Everybody already knows who he is, what he's about. This man is taking the baser sword,
yep.
and he's empowering them in federal government yep. against the people that he himself is attacking. You.
That's right. Look at the DHS.
That's exactly what he's doing. And by the way, the people that he's using around his administration, they're expendable, too. They just don't know it yet.
That's right. They haven't got the clue. And so is he, by the way. Right. I mean, he's the most expendable. My question is, if homosexuality only makes up 10%, this is a sincere person emailing us.
It's not 10%. It's less than 1.7% of the population.
You know, but if you're into mainstream, they're saying 10%.
Yeah. Next year it's going to be 50%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you own the editors at the papers, it doesn't even matter what it is. If that, this is what he said in quotation marks, so just to correct you, Jan, it's not 10% of the population. Why is the country bowing down to them so much? What is the real reason behind all of this?
Okay, stop.
Yep.
Who's bowing down to them?
I can think of the media, those 75 Republicans, not a lot of people.
I'm trying
to put them all together in one room.
Friends, think about what I'm saying.
Yep.
Who's bowing down to them?
That's right.
Who is it? I'm waiting.
No.
Who's,
you just got the media. That's about it.
That's exactly right. And what do I continuously inundate the people with, Jake? You're being lied to.
That's right.
This is how they push their illegal agendas on the people. This criminal picks up a new something that he wants to throw on the people. He uses them. He empowers them only to give himself more power.
That's right.
And the people that he uses, they lose along with everybody else that tolerated the crime in the first place.
Because this is all of our country. He goes on and says, what is the real reason behind all of this? Is it a method of birth control, population growth, climate change, etc., etc.? It does absolutely not make sense to me at all that such a small majority can have such power to change the whole society, that they take up so much of the media attention that the government is kowtowing to them. When are the people going to rise up against them? When is the question?
The government wouldn't, what was the word?
Kowtowing.
Kowtowing
yeah.
to them if they weren't guilty of the crime
That's
themselves.
Right.
And I just told you right before you read
That's
that,
right.
75% or 75 of Republicans just came forward.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, nobody's advocated gay marriage and homosexuality more than George W. Bush did, for those that didn't know, friends.
Him.
Yeah, there's letters out there with the signature on them to the gay community.
Yep.
And the gays were attacking him.
He gave the Defense of Marriage Act as an example. He gave that as a gigantic target that can easily be taken down because it shouldn't have been federal statute in the first place. Look, God decided what marriage was, period.
That's right. And if the church was preaching out against it, we would not be dealing with it.
No.
Now you have the professed church in America,
already.
In some cases, accepting it.
Yeah.
And they're accepting it through their toleration of it. Well, we just don't talk about those topics. No, you're accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
You're guilty of it.
That's right.
Because you're not preaching out against it. If you don't preach out against sin, it's because you're guilty of it.
That's right. Because just like we just said, and just what he identified in this column, it's not a majority. It's 535 people in government that apparently are going along with it. Not all of them. Not all of them. That would be an extreme. But enough
easily,
of them.
Easily an extreme.
And then the media. How many people work for newspapers across the country? I mean, we're in a town of, 3,000 or whatever in Annandale, and there's a newspaper. I think maybe four people work there.
Yeah.
So four out of 3,000 or
and
so
everybody
people,
in the
look
town,
at the ratio there.
And everybody in the town, I'm not saying in this particular they got a new publisher or an editor, I'm sorry. But in most cases, everybody knows the editor's a liar.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that's the case now. I'm saying the one that was previous to him. This guy seems to be doing a pretty good job. But previous to this guy, everybody knew he was a liar.
Yeah.
Well, then why were you buying the papers?
Yeah.
This is the great hypocrisy of America. You don't believe it, but you listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will come back to me is, well, we got to know what the enemy's doing. That's great. You know what he's doing. How are you dealing with his crimes?
Yeah, deal with the editor. Then you can have a fresh newspaper. Newspapers are important. Thomas Jefferson loved the media. Why? Because the media was a means to get to the people what was outside of what the government was saying. It was always a check. It was meant to be a check. And it was the people's check. So when the editor, now, when they get together with each other, just like three branches of government, when they all come together, there's no more check and balance. Who do you think they're going to point the barrel of the gun at? Well, the people.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that's not taking the shots in government, friends, I mean the real shots, who's not really being exposed. The guys that are the real deal, they're the ones that are in the media as the bad guy.
Yep.
The guys that are really taking the shots, the good guys, they're the ones that the accusations are being slung at 24/7. Mm-hmm. Folks, when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about Grandma Rocks because this is great. It puts it into perspective. I'll take you back to the old past and I'll tell you what it used to be like and what it now is becoming. Because again, what we need to do is listen to the voice of God and say, hey, listen, Lord, we got you. We hear you loud and clear. We're going to return back to those old paths. That's how we can know. We're not too far gone, friends. We can win the day because the power is in the people only by God. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale, with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Let me read this for you, friends, because this is great. It really, truly is. Now, just keep in mind, too, we're some young guys, and no, we're not from Bangkok. But the reason I read these or rehearse these in your ears every once in a while, friends, because it's just that great stuff. It's awesome. It's second to none. It really is. Grandma rocks. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. Well, the grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air, and man hadn't yet walked on the moon. If he has. Because if they would have, I wish they'd have stayed there. Listen to this. Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother. Till I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, as they call it, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving your country was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent. having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you say anything with made, or I'm sorry, if you saw anything with made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores, which you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents, and ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail 1 letter and 2 postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. See what happens to a nation that abides by the laws that God establishes? Now, was that bad or was that good, friends? I don't think anybody in their right mind could say that that was a bad way to live. No, that was liberty. In my day, Grandma said, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder people call us old and confused and say that there's such a huge generation gap. Now, friends, how old do you think that this Grandma Rocks would be today? This woman would be only 68 years old today, friends. See, it's not too far gone to return, friends, to the old past. It really isn't.
You know what? And that's what MLK would always say, is the time is always neutral. It's there to be used by whomever.
That's right.
Whether it's those that want to. And in his case, he used social progress. And what is social progress? That means where we are all equal. That's what it means. It doesn't mean welfare, food
stamps. The right
stamps.
Time to do the right thing is right now.
That's right. Why? Because it's neutral. We have the opportunity to seize that time and use it for that which is good. God works all things to the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. Well, the people that love God are always moving. They're always working. And those people that are called according to his purpose, guess what? They're doing his purposes. That's his word. You know, I'm just reminded again of the countless students across the high schools of this nation that need a message to understand that God is who he says he is. Not only have they been redeemed by the blood of Christ, but law is there to protect. These kids will be the first to stand for that. And that is exactly the mission of the Sons of Liberty and You Can Run International. Folks, we're a nonprofit organization. Our objective at the end of the day is reach the kids. If we don't reach them, I wouldn't expect anybody to support us.
Jake, can you say, I mean, friends, just after listening to the show today, can you see why the communists attack us? Because even with the sick mind, I still don't understand what is wrong with that. But then again, that's what they don't like, is the rule of God. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war, the church, and meant to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The dragon isn't at war with those that don't do anything, friends.
That's right.
He's satisfied. He's pleased with your apathy.
He loves, you're on
he
his
only
team.
Makes war with those that actually keep the commandments of the Lord. Oh, and by the way, that is the New Testament.
You know what? And two, in that New Testament, the dragon doesn't get embraced by the woman with a hug and love him to be converted. The dragon is the dragon. It is what it is. Evil is what it is. Evil's not going to change being evil. Now, mankind can change, and people can experience redemption.
Yeah,
but with these
but there's
issues,
a difference.
Yeah, with these
there's
issues, you don't flirt with them.
Yeah.
You don't compromise with them at all. That is your love to the other side. I am not moving.
And people need to categorize that.
Yep.
And what the category is, this is what you need to categorize, is the fact that there are wicked people that you deal with in a different manner. You don't sit there and pray for their goodwill. Those that are murdering and slaughtering babies in the womb, friends. You deal with them in a different fashion. The same thing in natural law. If a man commits a heinous crime, the judgment's going to be more severe because he knew what he did. But if he did it through ignorance or unbelief or unwillingly, there's mercy shown. So you don't cast mercy to everybody, friends. The mercy belongs to those that have no knowledge between good and evil. The wicked, friends, know what they do, Read David, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
A great point is Carol Everett, who was on the show with us a couple, when was it, last week, I think on Thursday or Wednesday, when she owned an abortion clinic. She literally,
couple of them.
She literally drove young ladies that were dying to the hospital, responsible for the murder of thousands of babies. What did she do, though? She stepped up to the plate and revenged all disobedience, not because God came and gave her a hug, but because she realized the wickedness of her sin. Yeah. And God's unconditional love towards sinners. And folks, this message, getting to the next generation, will be unstoppable. The kids will not stop at anything short of seeing their Father glorified on this earth. That's what we see. That's what we experience time and time again. We want you to be a part of that, reaching the next generation where the hope is. We're not up against huge enemies here. We're up against a few people that use the media and that use certain elected officials to try to keep the kids
brainwashed. John Knox said, a man by himself with God is in the majority.
That's right, because of God. And folks, we need to bring that majority to this generation. Amen. You can support us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the left-hand side of the website, there's a banner that says Support Our Cause for Justice. There's many options. Again, the silver dollar donation for $100 today. You get a silver dollar free. We'll send it to you. $75, Support the Cause of Justice. Get Bradley's comic book along with the DVD series My War, which is all about the war in the public high schools.
Right.
And there's also the benefits package of becoming a son or daughter of liberty, including the Constitution course that starts this Thursday. Folks, this is all there. We want to give to you. We want to bear fruit on your account. We need your help. And these youth are looking to us for answers. We've got to bring them Christ.
Amen. Through our lifestyle.
You got it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We're witnesses of the resurrection. Grandma rocks, friends. By the way, if you'd like to see that video, it is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Grandma rocks. The video is actually posted on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Along with that is also the scenarios that I just said laid out for you at the beginning of the show. Again, check out Liberty Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like us, if you will. And friends, keep this in mind. Freedom prospers when religion, Christian religion, is vibrant and the rule of God's law, under God, of course, is acknowledged.
That's right.
Boy, he said a lot of good things. You know who said that? Ronnie.
Yep.
Ronnie Reagan.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Well, in talking to his son, and we have a couple of times, it's like I wanted to meet that guy because of the sincerity that he brought. Yeah.
Well, that's why we went to his museum in California, right?
He just wasn't around, but we saw
him. He was pretty stiff. He got a nice airplane. He had a nice helicopter.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he was bronze, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to shake his hand, and it wasn't.
It was like, buddy, you're a little stiff.
Yeah. Totally. It's like,
hey, well, you know, I've been deceased for a while.
Wow. Well, I wasn't meaning it that way. That's kind of morbid. I was trying to be funny, but I can see that one really hit.
But all of his greatness, all of his greatness came from how he stood on the, where he
any
stood.
Any man's greatness is always found in what God established,
right,
because
period.
God makes men what they are. Men do not.
Yep.
It's that simple. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry that Jake was derelict of duty at the beginning of the show, but
sorry,
he was.
Folks. And I'm back.
You want to go ahead and say goodbye? Because you're pretty much done here, man.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later, Jacob.
You never hear from me again. I do have a Facebook. I just don't know what it is.
Well, we'll be sure to get rid of that,
something
too.
Something about Jake.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, friends, if you'd like to be friends, go to Bradley Dean, double E, on Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer, only deceiving yourselves, 1 John 3:18, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by word, or by, I'm sorry, by deed and truth. And what did George Washington rightly say? Deeds, not words. He got that from Jesus Christ in 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.